KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Rain and 50. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Tuesday, March 27th. News sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and the Glen Haven Retirement Village. Looking for rain and thunderstorms off and on throughout the day today, and steady temperatures in the low 50s. We've had about 0.2 inches of rain in downtown Chickasha since yesterday. Chickasha schools will shut down next week in order to allow district teachers to join a statewide teacher strike. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
Chickasha schools will close next week, joining a number of school districts statewide to support a teacher walkout. Superintendent Jack Heron had this statement at a special school board meeting last night.
Chickasha teachers, administrators, and support staff will support the statewide walkout beginning on April 2nd. If the walkout extends beyond Friday, April 6th, the Chickasha committee and the committee, I was asked who they are. Those are those persons I told you that's been working with me. Teachers, administrators, support staff. The committee will evaluate the situation and plan further.
Now, school board president Doug Brown read a proclamation supporting teachers as well as pay hikes for teachers across the state.
Whereas the Oklahoma legislature is the governing body that dictates the funding to public school districts. Whereas the Board of Education supports a salary increase for public school teachers and support personnel. Be it therefore resolved that the Board of Education hereby encourages the Oklahoma legislature to find a dedicated source of revenue that can be utilized to fund a much-needed reoccurring salary increase that will be provided to public school teachers in Oklahoma.
Now, the superintendent did say that while classes will be canceled next week, all sporting events and extracurricular activities will continue as scheduled. Heron also said the district is working with a number of community groups to make sure the district's 1,800 students will have daycare services and meals available.
We'd actually invited numerous entities in the community who have been to see me, who have called me, who have talked. Churches, community action groups, food bank, all kinds of persons have said, hey, here's what we will do to help take care of the children that week.
Now, Heron did not have a list of sites that indicated they would help with the students. Now, in the latest news for the state capitol, the State House of Representatives did pass a tax bill that would support a salary hike for teachers last night, but the Oklahoma Education Association said the work in the House is just a step in the right direction. They are still planning on a walkout next week, the measure now going to the Senate for consideration. More cool news coming right up.
It's spring. The birds are singing, the flowers are blooming, but the weather doesn't know what it's doing. For a comfortable home this season and year-round, talk to DeHart Air Conditioning. They're offering up to a $1,700 rebate or up to 72-month 0% interest financing on a qualifying new Lennox system that can keep your home feeling perfect inside no matter what's happening outside. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today, 405-224-0184, or visit them online at DeHartAC.com. License number ME1386.
The Chickasha School Board last night suspending the personalized learning curriculum in the district for the 2018-19 school year. After a more than two-hour closed-door session, the panel unanimously voted to suspend the system that's been the subject of a lot of controversy over the last several months. School Board member Zach McGill.
It seems the most pertinent thing to do to put that on a hold for next year until, one, to not impede the investigation, and depending on what the investigation finds, that will also lend more information about some of the discrepancies, some of the holes, so it allows us adequate time to get the investigation through, to conduct an after-action report like Doug's saying, where you go in and look at basically what worked, what didn't work, walk through all that, come together with a system, put policies in place, regulations in place that need to be in place to make sure when we reinstitute a program of this type, that it's strong enough to support itself.
The State Department of Education asking the OSBI to look into possible criminal wrongdoing with the personalized learning curriculum regarding some grade and attendance changes. Now, Superintendent Heron said the personalized learning curriculum will continue through the end of this school year, and that right now the priority is to make sure seniors currently enrolled in that system graduate this spring. Two people died in a plane crash in Caddo County, believed to have occurred late Sunday night. The wreckage found west of Hinton early Monday morning. Authorities have not yet identified the victims. Reports indicated the plane was supposed to land at the airport in El Reno Sunday night, although El Reno was not the plane's scheduled destination. Officials reportedly saying the pilot had asked to land there because of bad weather. The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange down a bit yesterday to $65.55 a barrel. London-based Brent crude at $70.12. Natural gas just slightly higher to $2.69 per million BTUs. Gold is $1,354. Silver, $16.69. A number of obituaries to tell you about today, including 105-year-old Desi Mae Sutterfield of the Tulsa area. A funeral will be at 1 o'clock Wednesday at McRae Funeral Home. Graveside service for 101-year-old Lucille McComas of Chickasha will be at 11 o'clock Thursday morning at Fairlawn Cemetery. Arrangements with McRae Funeral Home. Graveside service for 74-year-old Gary Terrell of Tuttle will be at 12:30 Thursday at the Blanchard Cemetery. Arrangements with Sevier Funeral Home of Tuttle. And a funeral for 101-year-old Minnie Fleming of Rush Springs will be at 10 o'clock Friday morning at McRae Funeral Home. Our weather forecast calling for rain and thunderstorms this morning and then rain showers this afternoon. We'll have fairly steady temperatures in the low 50s. Right now, some rain and 50 downtown Chickasha. And 0.2 inch of rain has fallen in downtown Chickasha since yesterday afternoon. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Thinking about your loved one's future? There comes a time when a beloved family member needs an assisted living center or perhaps a nursing home. You want one that's close by, that's clean and caring, and will take care of your loved one just like they would one of their own. We would love to recommend Chickasha's Glenhaven Retirement Village at 29th and Iowa. Call Glenda Hamilton. Take a tour. Find out about Glenhaven Retirement Village. They're at 29th and Iowa here in Chickasha. Call 224-0909.
In sports, the Chickasha Fightin' Chick baseball game with Cash postponed yesterday because of the rain. The Chicks are scheduled to travel to Cash today, weather and field conditions permitting. If the game goes on as planned, you can watch the live stream of the game on our website, cool1055fm.com. The game scheduled to start at 5 o'clock. And the Fightin' Chick and Lady Chick soccer teams open up district play at home tonight with Newcastle. There's a boys JV game at 4 o'clock at Hampton Field, varsity games at 5:30 and 7:30. A couple of undefeated teams met for the title at the Grady County softball tournament yesterday. The game went down to the wire, and AMPO claims the trophy with a 10-9 win over Minco. AMPO defeated Nittaqua and Dibble to get to the title game, while Minco defeated Union City twice and also beat both Nittaqua and Dibble. AMPO ranked 8th in Class 2A, improves to 8-0. Minco, ranked 19th in 3A, is now 6-1. USAO softball player Chloe Clifton wins her second straight Sooner Athletic Conference Player of the Week award. The senior from Wayne hit .500 for the week and had a slugging percentage of over 1,000. She had 2 home runs and 5 doubles among her 11 hits, and she had 14 RBI, and she now leads both the conference and the country at the NAIA level with 47 RBI. USAO was scheduled to play St. Gregory's today, but the St. Gregory's season was canceled after the university closed last fall, so the third-ranked Drovers are now scheduled to host Southwestern Christian of Bethany on Thursday. And the Drover baseball game rained out at Southwestern College in Winfield, Kansas yesterday. The eighth-ranked Drovers scheduled to travel to Plainview, Texas this weekend for a three-game series with 23rd-ranked Wayland Baptist. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning, all brought to you by the Glenhaven Retirement Village, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and the First National Bank and Trust.